you were born in the village?
Yes, I was born in Kirkton Drive. That's where my grandparents live, so number 2 Kirkton Drive.
Right.
And we lived there. I've got an older sister, so mom and dad got married, had my sister, and then I was born in 52. And then the houses in Hill Drive were just built at that time. So I think a few months after I was born, we moved up to Hill Drive.
Is your sister still in the village?
No, she's not been in the village since she got married. No, she didn't stay in the village.
And your husband, was he village?
No, he's Busby.
Oh, an incomer.
He's an incomer, yes.
There's a fantastic number of people came from Busby up to live here. Any reason?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, when we got married, that's when we, you know, we obviously looked around and blah blah blah, and at that time the MacTaggart Meikle houses were just getting built,
mm-hmm.
so we bought our first house up in Bonnington Drive,
right,
up there,
right.
Sort of thing. So so that's it. But I don't really know whether, I mean, there's always been a tie up. I think Eaglesome and Busby, but. Whether they just thought Eaglesome was maybe that wee bit nicer or something, you know, I don't know, a bit more country, I don't know, sort of thing. So
you went to school here?
Yes. My earliest memory is going totty picking out at Monroe's Farm, you know. So my sister was obviously at school, so I must have been maybe 3 or 4, I probably was 4.
Mm-hmm.
My mum and some of the other mums used to walk down Hill Drive and get picked up at the bottom of Hill Drive, and I'm sure it was Monroe the farmer, and taken out to the fields, and we were really there for the day, you know. You get your, well, you get your lunch, you get your jam, a butter and jam sandwich, and Sister Gordon God, you know, I really enjoyed that. And he said, oh, you wouldn't be able to eat that nowadays, you know, that's no good for you, you know, sort of thing. But so that's my kind of sort of earliest memory of doing that, and then obviously going to Eaglesome Primary School, you know.
Who was your first teacher?
Miss Gamel. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, Miss Gamel, something. And Mr. Beale was the headmaster.
Beale,
B-E-A-L-E, I think it was. Mrs. Hislop, who lived in Whole House Road, was also a teacher. And Miss Lyons, who lived down at, you know, Lyons Farm, where she was. That's the ones I can sort of remember. Miss Gamel was the primary one. I think Mrs. Hislop was probably about primary 5, and Miss Lyons was definitely primary 7. Primary 7.
And you went from there to?
Went from there to what was Eastwood, but that was then the old William Wood. Then it changed. When I was there, I think I was there the first 2 years it was called Eastwood. And then Eastwood was built, and then the ones that didn't go up to Eastwood, which was myself, we stayed in. It was William Wood. It was changed to, I think it was changed to William Wood at that point. Mm-hmm. So, so it really became like, I don't know whether they called it a kind of junior secondary. You know, like if you wanted to go up to your hires, you had to then move up to Eastwood, you know, if you wanted just to stay on to fourth year. I think it only accommodated up to kind of fourth year,
sort
of thing. Yeah, we did that, mm-hmm. sort of thing, so.
Where did you play when you
were? We played, really, obviously being in Hill Drive, and because it was like a new scheme, as we called it at that time, it was all young families, so the same families were probably there for all the time that I was there, you know, sort of thing. So we played in up Hill Drive, you know, you just and round that kind of sort of area, you know, thing. If we did venture further, it was up in the Ory. You know, we used to play up at the sort of top, you know, where there, we used to call it islands in the kind of middle and different things like that. You know, that was maybe in the summer if it was a nice day and you were maybe taking a picnic or thing. But mostly we just played up. We played uphill drive. You know, we played in the streets and we just played. I mean, there was a bit of grass. I can't remember. I mean, I know there was swings and all that, but I don't think the swings were there when I was really young. But maybe they were. I can't remember.
Did you ever go up the Gasworks Road?
Yes, I have. We went up there because, you know, like some of the houses, like you know, like at the top of Hill Drive, went on to, you know, to the Gassy Braes, we called it. That
I didn't want to say that because people look at me.
I know, the Gassy Braes thing. So, and you know, and we were allowed, you know, like because there was a few wee shops there, obviously we were allowed to come down the Gassy Braes eventually and go to, you know, the kind of shops there, because there was
what shops?
There was Dalgleish's, the, you know, the a paper shop, and then next door to there, I think it was definitely where the jewellers is at one time, was a fruit shop.
Mm-hmm.
and then in the other side of the kind of opening,
okay.
Was Susan's, and it was like a wee kind of drapers. So we used to, one of the things that we did is we knitted quite a lot, so we used to, you know, like my friend and I, we used to get, you know, knit a jumper, so you would put your wool away, and every time you saved up enough money, you could go and get another ball of wool to knit the sort of jumper and different things. So, you know, we passed time doing that.
Who taught you to knit?
The Gildrey. We went to the Gildrey. So Miss Halliday. Miss Halliday. So yeah, that's where we kind of, like, you know, there's no guides or no brownies or it was just the girls' Gildrey.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we think that, and we learned to swim, because obviously, you know, the families didn't have any cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or very few did.
Mm-hmm.
So through the Gildrey, we used to take the bus down to Calder Street to the swimming baths, you know, and, you know, the big thrill was, you know, there's a chip shop there, oh my goodness, you know, thing, and you could get your penny onion and your bag of chips and get the bus back up the road. But, you know, that's how, you know, we learned to swim, as they say. Our parents didn't really take us too many things, you know, they were busy working and blah blah blah, but obviously because they didn't have any transport, I suppose, you know, it was just the bus that we were going.
Where did your dad work?
My dad worked, he worked in Glasgow, so he worked for, and it was a, what would you call it, what was it called at the time? The Nationwide Building Society, but originally it was called the Cooperative Permanent Building Society. So he worked there in Glasgow, and because he wasn't from kind of, he was from Glasgow, and he met my mum in the Isle of Man, going to the Isle of Man sort of thing. So he worked there in Glasgow for quite a long time, trying to think when he would move, and then Nationwide, I think, moved to Nationwide, and they had an office then in the Plaza in East Kilbride.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the first manager there in the Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
In East Kilbride, and then he ended up, he was kind of looking after, I think he used to go down as far as, like, is it Sanker, you know, he used to travel by that time.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad had TB when, I'm trying to think, what age would I be then? Probably about maybe 9 or 10. So he was in hospital for a couple of years. He had TB in the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And So we, the house that we had in Hill Drive, my mum had to sort of pack it up, and we went back down to Curtin Drive to live with my gran and grandpa, because, you know, like, my mum needed to go to the hospital, and but she didn't have anybody to look after us and different things.
Were you in any of the drama and things like that from Mr. Proctor's?
No, not at all, not talented enough. I'm sure my mother sent me to dancing when I was probably 5 or 6, but I think the teacher sent me away again.
Who was the teacher at that time?
Oh, can't remember. But there was.
So you didn't even go dancing then?
No, well, when we were teenagers, we used to go down to Stampland to the Low Roof Club there, you know, where the bowling green and that is. Mm-hmm. There was a club down there, mm-hmm. you know, a youth club, more or less. Mm-hmm. So that was a big event to actually kind of get out to kind of go there. Never really went as far in as Glasgow to the dancing, you know, that was kind of sort of our kind of sort of limit, you know, that was enough sort of thing. But
was there anything over in the church, well, the church and the churches, uh-huh. or the churches, did uh-huh. they run any kind of clubs
not,
and things like
not
that?
Not that I can remember, other than Sunday school, you know, we all kind of went to Sunday school, and but I don't remember any sort of clubs, or, you know, or if there was, I certainly wasn't kind of I wasn't really involved. I think, to be honest, when we were teenagers, there wasn't really very much to do, and we kind of just hung around as you know, as kind of youngsters kind of, you know, used to do. And, you know, you would go from one house to kind of another house, that but, you know, there really wasn't much for kind of sort of teenagers or anything like that. And I think you know, the fact that we didn't really have any, I don't know, a lot of the boys, you know, I mean, as they grew up and different things like that, they ended up going to the pub and everything like that, you know, because that's all there kind of really was for them. It was, you know, it's a bit of a kind of shame in a sort of way, you know, that I mean, my first job was in what would that be called, Watson's at the time, so what's bar or whatever it's called, mm-hmm. now, you know, like, when I was at school, I worked in there on a Saturday, sort of thing. That was the first kind of job. When I was working, when I was still at school as well, we used to collect the milk money for Chris Shearer. The boys who delivered the milk really didn't want to be collecting the money, you know, me and a couple of other girls used to sort of do that, so we always had wee jobs.
Was that Shearer at a Whole House?
Well, it wasn't at Whole House then, it was East Rioch at that time.
Yeah,
I think this
was still out there.
So he used to obviously deliver the milk, and as I say, in a Thursday and a Friday night, we collected the milk money. So yeah, it was all very enterprising. had to work for your pocket money, you know.
Yeah,
that
that was quite a responsible job, because you were walking around the village with money.
I mean, Chris was there in his van, you know, something. So he was driving, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
he would be there. And we would, you know, we were literally the ones that were running in and out the doors and the runners sort of thing. So we did that.
Did you know any of the men and the boys that were killed during the war?
No.
So you don't know anybody that's on the cenotaph
no,
list?
No, no. I mean, the name, I think Crompton's there, so I knew of the Cromptons, but I didn't know what relation that was. You know, I remember the ice cream shop, Johnny Crompton's at the top, and there was a family up Hill Drive that were Crompton, so obviously related to them as well. But no, don't know.
How How did you travel from here? Did you go to Glasgow to work?
Yeah, yes, bus.
Bus?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to get
Oh gosh, I think we used to get the bus at 8 o'clock, so for a 9 o'clock start, because obviously the traffic wasn't as bad or anything there, so I can't remember it being much before 8, so I think it would be 8 o'clock for a 9 o'clock start, and finish at 5, I think. Used to finish at 5, and you know, like home for the back of 6, really, you know, thing. So didn't drive or anything, you know, that and didn't really kind of think about driving, you know. It was just, it wasn't kind of, women hadn't really, or girls hadn't really just get into the sort of driving, you know. So I think it wasn't until probably I was in my 20s that, you know, it was, you know, the kind of big thing, oh gosh, you need to drive, you know, why would you not drive, sort of thing. So, and that was that.
Tell me, what kind of mischief did you get up to in the village?
We never really got up to much,
I could fill a whole table of mischief I got up to. That was a horror for the shop.
No, you know, we didn't really, you know, okay, we would, you know, pick people's flowers, and you know it's it's Easter time, here's a bunch of daffodils and things like that, or take some flowers into the teacher, you know, something and different things. And you know, I'm sure we we kicked the doors and ran away and different things. I get mad if kids do it now to my door. I don't think there's not that many of them, but other than that, we didn't, I don't think we did, you know. As I say, we did hang around a lot as teenagers, which probably annoyed people, you know. There was kind of no, you know, we'd maybe, you know, congregate down the park or something like that, but I don't remember playing down in the plain park, other than when I lived in back down in a Curtain Drive, you could walk up thing, but I don't remember, you know, physically walking from Hill Drive away down there. I don't think we bothered.
No,
we didn't bother to do that.
Were all the trees away at the end, at the beginning of Hill Drive, there used to be a load of trees there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that we spoke to said that they used to play in the trees.
Maybe. Because obviously there was no Winton Avenue or anything like that.
Right, so that came after Hill Drive.
That came quite a bit after Hill Drive.
Right.
And no, like Alexander Avenue or anything like that, you know, when we were down in the Curtain Drive, you know, that was kind of the kind of end. There was Whole House Road. And then, but nothing after that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing after that.
I think it was 63 when they started to build Alexander
Avenue. 63, what age was that? That's probably right, because my mum and dad were actually going to buy a house, I think, in Alexander Avenue. So it must have been and that was when my dad took Not Well.
Oh, yeah.
And so, in the, you know, you obviously didn't want to then take the plunge of, you know, not knowing what was going to happen, and you know, whether you would get paid if you were all, you know, and these kind of things. So they stayed up in Hill Drive until I was 16, and eventually bought a house in Aetherlegh Drive. Think so. So
that's the connection of Maybe Lake Drive.
You know, so I think I've stayed in nearly every drive in Eaglesham.